Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about a theme I've been looking at over the last week and a half, that Jesus Christ is Lord, the central proclamation of the early church, of the apostles. It's such an important and central reality for us to be able to understand as followers, believers in Jesus, that those three words essentially, Jesus Christ, Lord, summarize the central fact of salvation, what God intends for us, what Jesus wants for us, what it means for us to be saved, and what it means for us to enter the church. It's central to everything. So if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program last week or yesterday, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. It's all there. On the computer, you can download it, put on whatever device you'd like, or you can also listen to it on our podcast. So I ended yesterday by just summarizing the teaching of St. Peter from Acts chapter 2, who was under the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit, fulfilling exactly what Jesus had told the apostles they would be doing, that their central purpose would be to be witnesses, to tell the world, beginning in Jerusalem, meaning beginning by telling the Jewish people what God had accomplished in Jesus, and Jesus' death on the cross, the shedding of his blood, his rising from the dead, and now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. They were the witnesses to Jesus' life, his miracles, his signs and wonders, his teaching, and Jesus' fundamental understanding of reality and why he came, the purpose of why he came. He literally came to save, because every single human being needs to be saved from sin, and the consequence of sin, which is death, an eternal death, eternal separation from God. We talked about it quite a bit yesterday. And so Peter goes forward, understanding when Jesus said the Holy Spirit will be given to you when you wait in Jerusalem. Jesus told him to wait there so that the proclamation of the gospel could begin there, exactly where Jesus intended it to begin, where the temple is, right? It would go out from Jerusalem across the earth, until he comes again. God's offer of mercy for the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus said, this is it. Repentance and forgiveness of sins is offered for salvation. And the church understands this is the only means of salvation for the world. Even someone who's died without ever hearing of Jesus, if that person, by God's grace, enters into heaven, it's because of this death of this man at this time and the sacrifice that he made. It's the only way to enter heaven is to be united in some way to the sacrifice of Jesus and to be cleansed by his blood so that you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what, you know, Peter preached on the day of Pentecost in the kind of the climax of his sermon, you might say, that day, as he's proclaiming the truth of who Jesus is. He declared to all of Israel, because they were all listening to him, the representatives from the 12 tribes of the people of Israel had gathered in Jerusalem for a feast called Pentecost. And that's where St. Luke said the day of Pentecost began, where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised actually happened. And then the apostles were clothed with power. Jesus said it was dunamis, like dynamic power, like dynamite. I'm going to give you the power that raised me from the dead, the Holy Spirit. I will pour into you, and you will go in the power of the Spirit to declare what you know is true, who I am, that I died on the cross, that I was raised from the dead, that you spoke to me, that you touched me, you embraced me. You know that I've risen from the dead, and you saw me ascend to the Father in heaven. Now go forth in the power of the Spirit and declare it. It's important for us to see that, because really, fundamentally, friends, salvation is a work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The work of salvation is initiated in the heart of God the Father, in the heart of a loving Father who wants to save his children from rebellion, from eternal separation from him. And it's love that moves him to send forth his Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus. So Jesus comes in love as one who is sent, and he's sent on mission, and he's sent on mission to save. And love is moving him, and he expresses that love perfectly by dying on a cross for us. No greater love is a man than this, that he'd lay down his life for his friends. He said, I call you friends. And you may not see it, you may not understand it, but you need me to die on this cross for you. You need me to take away your sin. Because whether you admit it or not, or see it or not, every human heart is sin sick. Jesus diagnosed the human heart at one point in the Gospels. And he said, look into your heart, what's in there? He said, what's in the heart is what makes us unclean. He said, envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, hatred, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, lust, adultery, all these things, fornication. He said, these things come from the human heart. He said, look, stop pretending. You know, take away the masks. Look at yourself, really. And friends, this is true of every human being. No matter how rich or powerful or how beautiful or together a person may look on the outside, even the saints, ironically, the saints were the ones who understood more profoundly than anybody the reality of their sin. And the church doesn't go forward condemning people. She goes forth in mercy, making an appeal to their heart to say, God has come for you. You were made by him and you were made for love. Look at Jesus. That's what you were made to be like. Your destiny is to be like him and to unite yourself to him and receive everything that belongs to him, which is a relationship with the Father in heaven. You're meant to be in the family of God. And the only way to get there is to have your sins forgiven, to be baptized, and to enter in and receive the life of Jesus so you become part of his body, literally. So here's Peter's preaching that day. He said, after he declared that Jesus was Christ and Lord, people said, what do we do? What should we do now that he's exalted at the right hand of God and that all authority belongs to him and that he indeed is our Messiah? He said, here's how you're called to respond. This is the only response. Repent. Number one, that means change the direction of your life. Make it a God-directed life. And that means accepting Jesus' diagnosis of our actual condition. Believe that we really do need to be saved from our sins. Repentance means to turn to Jesus and to give Jesus permission to take away our sin. This is what it means to know Jesus as a personal Savior. He saves us and he unites us to his church, but he first saves us through the ministry of his church. He comes to take away not just generic sin, but Peter Herbeck's sin. I have to give it to him. I have to acknowledge that I'm in need of salvation. And I ask for forgiveness. I ask Jesus, that's what repentance means. I turn to him and I ask his forgiveness. I say, Jesus, you're right about me. I am in need of salvation. I'm a sinful man. Please take my sin. Save me. And this is the beginning. So Peter says, repent and then be baptized. Be baptized in water. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, without water and the Spirit, we can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You can't be born again without water and the Spirit. You literally need to be, as I mentioned on the program yesterday, you need to be born again. What does that mean? Well, I was dead in my sins. That is, I did not have the God life in me. I did not have the life that will lead me beyond death. I did not have the life that would unite me to God forever. So to be born again means that I have to enter baptism. What Paul talks about baptism is so interesting. He says in baptism, we're united to the cross of Jesus. So we're crucified with Christ. So the old man, this sinful man, is united to the cross of Jesus Christ by God's work, by God's grace, and that old man is put to death. And we're given in that moment because we're being cleansed by the blood of Jesus, being united to his love on that cross. We then in baptism receive the Holy Spirit. So Peter says, step one, repent to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. That's the beginning of coming home to God. And he said, and in that baptism, and in the forgiveness of sins, you notice the very words of Jesus. Jesus told the apostles in Luke chapter 24, when he met them, as I mentioned yesterday, the first time he met all of them after he rose from the dead, he said to them, I died on this cross. Basically, he said this, I laid down my life and died, and I was raised by the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit and your witnesses so that you can go forward and preach repentance and forgiveness of sins. And here's exactly what Peter's saying, literally the words of Jesus. He's saying, Now repent, change your life, come after him, receive baptism for repentance and so that your sins may be forgiven. And he said, number two, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's where it happens. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now you receive this new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life because the God life is now in you. The Christ life is now in you. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now present in you. And he goes on, he said, for the promise is to you. He's talking now on this day to the 12 tribes of Israel that are represented there. He said, remember, these are Jewish people preaching about a Jewish Messiah to Jewish people gathered in Jerusalem. That's where it began. For the promise is to you, to your children, and to all that are far away. Who's far away? You and me, the Gentiles, are the farthest away. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. So what we've seen here is Jesus Christ and Lord. Jesus means Savior. Jesus comes to save. How does he do it? When we hear the good news about him and we repent, we change our lives, we enter the waters of baptism, in the name of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. And then in that moment, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the new life, the God life, the Christ life. We're born again by water and the Spirit, just as Jesus said. And then when that happens, we join the family of God. We're united to God, and we come under the lordship of Jesus, who's the head of this body that he's offering to the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord. All authority in heaven and on earth belongs to him, and he has the authority and the command of the Father to go forth and to gather the Father's fallen away children, to bring them under Jesus' authority. And that means we live now together, united, following Jesus' lordship, and following his leadership, his teaching, his leading, his commands for us under the Holy Spirit, and we do it together. So we can say very clearly that Jesus is the Lord, he's the Christ, he's the Savior. Jesus Christ is Lord. And we need to be able to say, every one of us, that Jesus is my Lord. Jesus Christ is my Lord. And together, as a body of people, as believers, we say, and this is what unites us, friends. This is what the Holy Spirit has done. This is what the church is. The church is that gathering of individuals, of people into one body, and they're united by the Holy Spirit making one declaration that Jesus Christ is Lord. Each one of them saying, Jesus Christ is my Lord. And each of them together in one voice saying, Jesus Christ is our Lord. That's what it means to be Catholic. That's what it means to be Christian. That's the beginning of it all. And God gives us grace and the sacraments and the preaching and the ministry, the church, to be able to live this out. And friends, this is the message that we not only live out, it's made possible because of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit who makes Jesus present in our life as Lord and Christ. This is a lived reality. And when it's a lived reality and we experience it, then we take it to other people because we know it's good news. But if this is not a lived reality, and if we're just kind of here on automatic pilot, and Jesus indeed has not become our Lord and Savior, we're not going to talk about him. I want to bring this up more tomorrow, friends. I hope you can join me. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.